AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Willie Mays has died. I'm Chuck Sievertson. The San Francisco Giants confirmed that baseball legend and Hall of Famer Willie Mays died today, peacefully, at the age of 93. He hit 660 home runs, considered one of the greatest players ever and an all-rounder, excellent in hitting, fielding, throwing, speed, and stolen bases. In 1954, Mays led the New York Giants to a World Series crown in which he made one of the most famous plays of all time, known as the catch in deep left center field.
Willie Mays just brought this crowd to its feet with a catch, which must have been an optical illusion to a lot of people.
In 1966, on TV's Ed Sullivan Show, he was asked about violence on the field.
I think that ball players should try to protect themselves, but I don't believe in trying to hit another ball player because they have families, and I know that they are there to try to make a living, and I just play the game as hard as I can, and that's it.
This is ABC News. Hyundai plans to start making the Ioniq 5 electric SUV at its new plant in Georgia this fall. It's the first time the automaker has named which electric vehicle model will be produced at the plant, which is west of Savannah. Israel's prime minister putting public pressure on the Biden administration.
Last month, President Biden said he would not supply weapons that Israel could use to launch an all-out assault on Rafah. But Netanyahu claims, after what he calls recent candid talks with the Secretary of State,
Secretary Blinken assured me that the administration is working day and night to remove these bottlenecks. I certainly hope that's the case. It should be the case.
Criticizing an administration in public in such a way, especially in an election year, is not something most allies would do.
ABC's Tom Rivers, California's fined Amazon almost $6 million, alleging the retailer worked warehouse employees too hard, so hard their safety was at risk. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
The John and Gordy Show.
We have Mark on the phone.
Struck me the other day, the Wisconsin dairy industry would be crippled without the immigrants that have come to this country willing to do the hard work. They will not be a drain on our economy. They will increase our economy.
Absolutely.
I'd like to walk up to Mike Johnson, just give him, I hate to say, but give him a swift kick in the ass.
Tell us how you really feel.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Terry Bell with WMDX News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WMDX website at mad.radio.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump tells a rally in Wisconsin Tuesday that he wants to be the law and order president.
I will be the president for law-abiding Americans, every background, every walk of life, every race, religion, color, and creed. I'll be the president.
Trump was convicted of 34 felonies in a recent hush money trial. Trump campaigned in Racine. Wisconsin's Supreme Court will hear a challenge to Governor Evers' 400-year school funding increase. Evers used his line-item veto to make changes that give Wisconsin schools a per-pupil funding boost for the next four centuries. Wisconsin governors have sweeping veto powers, but the courts have put limits on striking single words or letters. Justices announced Monday that they will take the case. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers released their training camp schedule. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers have released their training camp schedule with 13 practices open to the public. Training camp begins Monday, July 22nd. I asked Jordan Love what he plans to do this summer as he heads back home to California.
Yeah, just keep working. I'm outside of here and getting back with my personal quarterback coach I work with and just continuing to focus on the little details and things I want to keep working on. And, you know, each guy has their own preference and whatnot. But, I mean, I've been with my quarterback coach since sophomore year of high school. So, definitely someone I'm comfortable with and the details and footwork and things like that I need to work on. So it's good work away from here.
Baseball, the Brewers' West Coast trip is underway with games in L.A. and San Diego. About a dozen players are from there. Shortstop Willy Adames.
Yeah. A lot of guys are really excited to go back to their, you know, roots and, you know, see some family, some friends, and they're probably going to have a lot of fans. We're probably going to have to give them the tickets because they probably have so many guys there.
Last night, the Crew losing to the Angels 5-3. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some showers and storms developing here in the overnight. We'll see partly cloudy skies, lower 70s, and south winds on the breezy side. Showers and storms for your Wednesday. Some of the rain locally heavy. All right, temperatures warming to the lower and middle 80s. Currently 83 degrees.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, singing duo 7,000 Apart joins me in studio as they prepare for their big appearance at Summerfest, and comedian Mike Siegel joins to discuss 80s TV shows.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey there, happy Tuesday. It's actually turned into a beautiful day here in Portland. You know, hopefully it'll stay that way. Hope all is well with you. We got a lot to talk about. What is the invisible dark force destroying everything? Also, by destroying everything, I mean politically. Also, Biden's new immigration plan. This is a big deal, a BFD, as Joe would say. The chief is taking on Republican-led states over Republican rule, pollution rule rollbacks. And the white power structure in South Carolina just canceled black studies advanced placement classes. The history of this is absolutely incredible. In the second hour of our program, my SiriusXM colleague John Fugelsang is going to drop in and discuss how the rich and powerful exploit a post-shame society. I'm also going to ask him what it's like to be dead. He knows. Also, is any woman in Idaho going to feel safe becoming pregnant? In the third hour of our program, or maybe this is still in the second hour of our program, Geeky Science, did you know that intermittent fasting supercharges natural killer cells that destroy cancer? In the third hour of our program, why Americans think crime is so bad, and 100 A Farmer's World Alert, ADHD, practicing keeping on task. So, you know, a lot of good stuff to talk about. I want to start out with today's Hartman Report, my rant, what is the invisible force destroying everything? It was 178 years ago, 2 weeks ago. It was on June 1st, 1846, I think it was. I'd have to go back and look, but it was 178 years ago, if you do the math. French astronomer and mathematician Urbain Le Verrier calculated the existence of an unknown planet. Turned out it was Neptune, but nobody knew Neptune existed. But he did. He was able to see Uranus. So they, you know, but Uranus's orbit wasn't behaving the way that it was supposed to. So he postulated and did the math and said, you know, I predict that you will find a big planet right here. And he, you know, found this particular spot in space. And sure enough, they looked and there was Neptune. A lot of Americans are watching our political dysfunction right now and wondering, what is the dark force that is twisting things so badly? I mean, what's going on with this? We have, for example, clear majority of Americans tell pollsters that college should be free and student debt should be eliminated, but Congress can't do anything about it. Clear majorities of Americans, I'm talking over, well over 50%, say that assault weapons should be entirely banned. And yet Congress can't do anything about it. Social Security, Americans say, should be expanded and rich people should pay into it like everyone else does. And again, we can't get that done. $15 an hour should be a national minimum wage. The minimum wage hasn't been raised since 2009. The morbidly rich, and Congress does nothing, the morbidly rich who pay an average 3.4% income tax should instead pay the top rate that was, you know, set for them. And yet they don't, because Congress won't act. Americans should have quality, comprehensive national health care system. The majority of Americans believe that, and yet it doesn't happen. Climate change. The majority of Americans say climate change is a threat to our nation and government must act, but nothing's going on. Massive corporations, the majority of Americans say, have too much power, political and economic, and should be broken up, and yet nothing happens. The majority of Americans say government should intervene in the pharmaceutical marketplace to stop drug price ripoffs, but nothing happens. The Citizens United decision by five corrupt Republicans on the Supreme Court should be reversed either by Congress or expanding the court, say the majority of Americans, and yet, so far, nothing has happened. Homelessness, the majority of Americans say, should be addressed by the government, either building or incentivizing the construction of affordable housing. A majority of Americans say taxpayer money should not be used to subsidize religious schools, yet that's something that is happening over the objection of most Americans. The majority of Americans say abortion should be legal with reasonable restrictions per Roe v. Wade, but it's not in half the states. The majority of Americans say unions should be strengthened and limits put on them by Republicans on the Supreme Court that allow corporate union busting should be abolished. And, you know, the corporate union busting. But none of these things happen. Here's another example. The Secretary General of the United Nations, Mr. Gutierrez, just came out, Antonio Gutierrez, just came out and said that governments should ban advertising, not just for fossil fuel companies, but for any products that use fossil fuels. In other words, gasoline-powered cars, lawnmowers, motorcycles, airplane rides, cruise ships. Just ban that stuff. Stop promoting anything that uses fossil fuels. And so far, the city of Edinburgh, Scotland, Amsterdam in the Netherlands, and Sydney in Australia have taken them up on it, and they've banned that kind of advertising in their cities. That's a big deal. So why would that not happen here? I mean, we did this with tobacco back in the 70s, and Gutierrez is saying that basically, you know, carbon dioxide from fossil fuels is at least as, you know, killing as many people as tobacco. And, you know, has the potential to kill a lot more people. So what is this dark force? What is the Neptune that is distorting the orbit of Uranus? I think most Americans intuitively know that it's big money. But what they don't know is that the big money can do this because Clarence Thomas was the deciding vote on the Supreme Court after, for years, he had been wined and dined by right-wing billionaires. And then finally in 2010, they said, you know, we'd like you to vote for Citizens United. And he said, sir, yes, sir. Thank you for putting my adopted son through ridiculously expensive academy. Thank you for buying my mother's house and other houses on the block to upgrade her neighborhood. Thank you for taking me on multi-million dollar vacations to Indonesia and Malaysia, and I'm just all over on your super yacht and flying on your private jets. You know, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'll give you the right to bribe politicians. And here we are. And the Republicans aren't even bashful about this corruption. Ron DeSantis, who wants the fossil fuel industry to bankroll his 2028 campaign, or at least appears to want to, how else do you explain this behavior, recently ordered the words climate change removed from all government policy statements and documents. And he refuses to acknowledge that climate change may have played a role in the wild weather that Florida's been having in the last couple of weeks. I mean, it's just been insane. Massive floods and heat waves and things. I mean, breaking records left and right. And now the Atlantic hurricane season is starting. And yet Ron DeSantis is saying, oh, there's no such thing as global warming. You know, he's lying to the people of Florida on behalf of the fossil fuel billionaires because, you know, the biggest of them is the major funder, is a major funder, probably the major funder of the entire network that supports right-wing candidates and Republicans. He knows which side his bread is buttered on. And this is all because the Supreme Court legalized political bribery, which is just wrong. Excuse me. I still have a little bit of COVID. I'm sorry. So, you know, I lay this out in my book, The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America, that this dark force, this invisible planet that is deforming our politics. And by the way, this is not by and large happening in other countries. It is to a smaller extent in the United Kingdom, and there are people complaining about that. Political bribery's gotten easier in the UK over the last 20 years. But for most democracies, most advanced democracies, billionaires and big corporations don't have this kind of power. I mean, you know, Scotland, Edinburgh, Scotland, in the Netherlands, Amsterdam, saying, no, we're not going to allow fossil fuels to be advertised on television in our cities, Sydney, Australia. All of those countries have very specific, explicit laws that say you can't bribe politicians. It's a crime. Now, you know, it's still illegal to clumsily bribe politicians, right? I mean, you know, when they caught Senator Menendez with, you know, bars of gold in his closet and $100 bills stuffed in the pockets of his clothes from, you know, some foreign country, I guess it was. Yeah, that's pretty grim. But, you know, if he had been smart, he would have said to them, just put it into my leadership pack. And then when I retire, I can take the money out and you know, give it to myself. Because that's one of the cool little tricks with these leadership packs, is that you can actually exploit that money after you leave office. But, you know, he wanted it all right now. I guess he was just greedy. And this is assuming that the charges against him are sustained. Let's note that he's innocent until proven guilty, but boy, oh boy. And the same thing with the Democrat Henry Cuellar down in Texas, who's being accused of this. But, you know, this stuff that we call campaign contributions and PAC contributions and dark money, particularly the dark money, this is an extraordinarily corrupting force in American politics. And it's not doing any favors to this country. It's not helping. It's not a good thing. It is extraordinarily destructive. And that's why we need to overturn Citizens United. And we need to do it, you know, as soon as possible, frankly. Biden has a new immigration plan coming out. He's going to announce it today. This is amazing. I have a cousin, or a niece, excuse me, a cousin's daughter, who married a guy, an undocumented immigrant, who had opened a restaurant in a little town in northern Michigan where she lived. You know, they fell in love, they got married, they had a couple of kids, and then the local cops or whatever discovered that he was here without documentation. And we even got Senator Bernie Sanders involved in trying to keep him in the country. But, you know, ICE deported him. They arrested him and deported him. And so she moved to Mexico. She's been raising their kids in Mexico, my niece, to be with her husband. And this is tragic, right? So what Biden is going to do today is he's going to say, if you're married to an American citizen, as of Monday of next week, if you're married to an American citizen, and that's about 500,000 people in the situation that my niece was in, or my cousin or whatever, second cousin once removed, I don't know what you call that, my cousin's daughter. If you're married to an American citizen, you can get in line for a green card. I think this is wonderful. This is such a good thing.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And about 500,000 people will benefit from this, the immigrants themselves, and the 500,000 spouses, and millions more who are members of their families.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams and that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL-HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL-HHS or the U.S. government.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our Weather Ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Consider yourself a snowbird with property in the south, or just like to vacation there. You'll want to keep an eye on what's predicted to be an active hurricane season from now through the end of November. Forecasters say that there's an 85% chance of above the normal number of hurricanes, especially in the Atlantic Basin. Here's what it could look like. 17 to 25 storms, 8 to 13 of them becoming hurricanes, and 4 to 7 of those could be major. If you're wondering why, temperatures in the Atlantic Ocean are near record warmth, and La Niña conditions are developing, and both of these support the formation of tropical storms. No matter where you go, it's information to keep you and your family weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Say you never give in to a meltdown and never fill your feed with kid photos. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it and never let them run wild through the grocery store. So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, know it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop. Look. Lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Let's face it, life can be stressful. It can be overwhelming. And it's not just your mind that suffers when you're feeling tense and anxious. Stress can make a mess of your digestion and immune system, too. But here's the thing. You can handle it. Introducing Just Calm, the breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves and hello to a steady, chill, more relaxed you. Just Calm's exclusive mood-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. And for next level mood and immune support, I love my award-winning Just Thrive probiotic. It not only has 1,000 times better survivability than most probiotics, but this spore-based probiotic banishes bloat and constipation so your gut can produce more serotonin, your happy hormone. Plus, it supports better sleep so you can wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized. With Just Calm and Just Thrive probiotic, you'll have the ultimate stress-fighting duo to help you win the day every day, all with a money-back guarantee. What do you have to lose? For a limited time, you can try Just Thrive for free. You can save 20% off on a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive probiotic and Just Calm when you go to justthrive.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. Welcome back. So, incredible stuff. The Environmental Protection Agency, this is just you know, kind of a little news summary here. The Environmental Protection Agency is having a problem. They identified this cancer alley in Louisiana where people are exposed to high levels of apparently vinyl chloride is one of the, and benzene are the two major carcinogens. But, you know, lots and lots of people are getting cancer in these areas downwind from these refineries in Texas and western Louisiana. And, you know, nothing's been done for decades, largely because they're very poor communities and they're mostly black communities. And, you know, this is what you call institutional racism. So now Michael Regan, who is the EPA administrator, he says, you know, we want to do something about this. And immediately Louisiana filed a lawsuit saying you don't have the right to do that. Excuse me. So Matthew Tejeda, who has been working at the EPA for over a decade on this issue, he said, what happened with the civil rights program? See, they filed a lawsuit based on the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Saying that this is a form of racial discrimination. You're poisoning black communities because they're black, essentially. And that's where Louisiana filed the lawsuit and said, oh, no, you don't. He says, this can't. What happened with the civil rights program is a gut punch. When it came to standing up to Louisiana on environmental justice, the EPA flinched, and that's very troubling. And what happened was when the EPA got sued, they stopped trying to enforce the rule. In April, 23 Republican attorneys general, from 23 states sued, demanded the EPA stop compelling them to fix air, water, and other kinds of pollution under the Civil Rights Act. And so now, you know, Reagan, you know, Regan, the EPA administrator, he says, you know, yeah, we're using a law that really was not a pollution law. And that's the problem, of course. The Republicans are saying, hey, wait a minute, this, you know, just because we're poisoning black people doesn't mean that you can use this the racial part of this law. You have to use the environmental part. And, you know, we've already, the Supreme Court has already gutted much of that, or at least Republicans on the Supreme Court have already gutted much of that. So keep an eye on this. We're going to see how this plays out. I got to tell you about what's going on in South Carolina with the white power structure there. It's bizarre. And I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Speaking the truth, Louisiana would really rather you didn't know. I'll be right back with you.
Met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Baseball legend Willie Mays has died. His family and the San Francisco Giants jointly announced tonight that he passed away peacefully, surrounded by his loved ones. Famous for the catch, Mays' famous over-the-shoulder grab in the 1954 World Series. Willie Mays was 93. A new $360 million weapons sale to Taiwan has been approved by the Biden administration. 3,000 nurses at six Providence Company hospitals in Oregon walked out on strike today. The nation's second largest school district in Los Angeles has voted to ban cell phone and social media use by about 500,000 students. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services wants people attending fairs and petting zoos to be careful interacting with animals this summer. A new strain of bird flu is affecting dairy cattle in other states, but state epidemiologist Thomas Hopp says the risk for humans is very low.
We're going to be working with the local public health departments and providers to be sure that we're testing people who need to be tested, but we also want to assure the public that it's not a panic situation as yet.
DHS recommends fairgoers take simple precautions, like washing their hands and avoiding animals that look sick. The Juneteenth flag was raised at the state capitol building on Tuesday. Governor Evers has ordered the flag be flown until sunset on Wednesday. Juneteenth celebrates the emancipation of enslaved Black and African people in the United States, and it has been a federal holiday since 2021. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Francis Ford Coppola's Megalopolis has found a distribution partner and will hit U.S. theaters this fall. The five-time Oscar winner invested $120 million of his own money for his passion project, according to the Los Angeles Times. The film screened at the Cannes Film Festival, where critics responded favorably. The cast of Megalopolis includes Adam Driver, Lawrence Fishburne, Aubrey Plaza, and Giancarlo Esposito. Megalopolis opens September 27th. The relatively squeaky clean image of Justin Timberlake just took a hit. The pop star and actor was cited for a DWI and a few other moving violations while driving in the Hamptons after leaving a friend's party. Timberlake reportedly refused to take a field sobriety test initially, then told one of the police officers that this was going to ruin the tour. The police did say Timberlake was a total gentleman, but had no choice but to cite him when they asked him to walk a straight line and he wasn't in sync. Hi-yo! For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some showers and storms developing here in the overnight. We'll see partly cloudy skies, lower 70s, and south winds on the breezy side. Showers and storms for your Wednesday. Some of the rain locally heavy. All right, temperatures warming to the lower and middle 80s. Currently 83 degrees.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weikert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
This broad reaching, well, we can't help people because we can't control how they spend the money, somehow magically doesn't apply to billionaires, doesn't apply to corporations who dodge their taxes every year. The only people who are subject to the conservative morality police are poor people. How dare you?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we come to you live from Baraboo, Wisconsin for Juneteenth. Our friend and colleague Earl Ingram joins us. You don't want to miss it. See you then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Enslaved Africans were disembarked, got off a ship in South Carolina. It was the major state for the slave trade in the United States. South Carolina, it was called the slave capital of North America. South Carolina was the first state to put white supremacy as part of their property law in their laws. South Carolina's Negro Act of 1740 set the template for America's slave codes. It was ground zero for school desegregation, bus boycotts, and the bloodiest race war in world history. And when it comes to education, it is an amazing story. Black South Carolinians invented the modern American school system. Black people in South Carolina. The reason why was when South Carolina got readmitted to the Union after the Civil War, the state was 60% black. And so they elected a majority black legislature, and that majority black legislature passed a law saying that, you know, we're going to have public schools and the government's going to pay for it and everybody can go to these schools. It was the first statewide public school system in America, in South Carolina, done by black people for all, you know, for everybody, for black people, white people, everybody. Of course, you know, with the end of Jim Crow, or the end of Reconstruction, excuse me, when Jim Crow made a comeback in the 1870s, 1880s, that was the end of that. And, you know, the blacks got kicked out of schools in South Carolina for 10 generations or thereabouts, or 5 generations, or however long it was. But there's a lot of black history in South Carolina. So here's this school in South Carolina. It's Mark Frazier is the principal of the school. It's Kingstree Heights High School. It's 62% black, 34% white. The county, Williamsburg County is that. But the school is 90% black. Most white students in the area attend an all-white private school that was founded in 1970, specifically as a whites-only school. And so one of Principal Frazier's goals was to attract people away from that whites-only academy by offering AP classes, you know, advanced placement classes that if you take them, you have a fast track to go to college. And one of them was African-American history. And like I said, you know, South Carolina's rich in African-American history. So what happened was the South Carolina Department of Education, the conservative right-wing Republican governor appointed 16 white supremacists to the South Carolina Department of Education, to their Board of Education. And last week they notified the school district that the course code for African American AP studies, which by the way was approved by the College Board, you know, the group that does the SATs, this is a course that is available everywhere in America. This is a nationally approved course, Advanced Placement African-American Studies. The white supremacists on the school board in South Carolina, all white people, just said, no, you can't do this anymore. We're not going to accredit this. Tough luck, Charlie. It's just incredible. All right, so what's on your mind? Let's pick up some of your calls here. Beachside Bill in Orlando. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Afternoon, Tom. All of these people, it's incredible. Hope you're feeling better. I'm glad you're feeling better. How's that? Afternoon from Florida.
Yeah, every day I'm a little bit better, yep. It's still in my lungs, better. But I'm here.
But I want to give a shout-out and a thanks to your Senator Ron Wyden. They just got through with a Social Security disability hearing in the Senate this morning here on my time. And I just want to say thank you. And people who are going to enter Social Security disability, now I'm talking disability, they should really watch it. It was really informal. It informed a lot. They ask a lot of questions. They had the experts there and et cetera, et cetera. But quickly on my story, I've been on Social Security disability for 10 years. And from the beginning, they always deny you. They will deny you. This is a disability now. They will deny you. You go to the first thing, you fill out the app, you fill out the paperwork and all that, and hopefully you have all your ducks in a row. So then they'll deny you. And then the second phase is they'll send you to their doctor, Social Security's doctor, and that doctor will deny you. And there's an old wives' tale about people in wheelchairs being denied. I don't know. You can fact check that. That's a whole other thing. But the final phase of it, this all took about 6 months of my life, 10 years ago, as I had a video hearing with the judge, and they found me, and my doctor put me out permanently, and et cetera, et cetera. So I just wanted to really give a shout-out to your Senator Ron Wyden for bringing this to your attention, and it was really, really captivating. So what do you think? I'm just throwing that out there.
I think that's great, Bill. I mean, Ron Wyden is one of the really good senators out there. He's very progressive, and he actually gets things done. Along with Jeff Merkley, our other senator from Oregon, who's also very, very active and a real ally of Bernie and Elizabeth Warren and the other progressives in the Senate. So I think we've got some really good Democratic senators out there, and I hope they can hold on to the Senate next year. Bill, thanks for the call, and thanks for the heads up on that. That's a fascinating story. Mike, in Anza, California. Do I have that right, Mike?
Hi. That's me.
Hey, Mike. Right. What's up?
Well, I wanted to talk about the hidden dark force that we have. Actually, I think we've had it throughout history.
Mm-hmm.
But notably, in 1868, the rules of incorporation were written up by the millionaires who got rich off of the Civil War, so that corporations have impunity. That is, a corporation can hire a mercenary group and order the murder of uncountable people, and yet they don't go to jail for life. They can only have their corporation attached for money.
Or dissolved. But the officers of the corporation can be convicted and sent to prison. I mean, I don't know what you're talking about with regard to 1868. I mean, the major corporate legislation from the 19th century was the Southern Pacific Railroad versus Santa Clara County case in 1886, before Judge Morrison Remick Waite.
Recently, Chiquita was found to have hired a mercenary group and killed dozens of people, and they were subject to a judgment of millions of dollars.
They got a fine. I know. They should have prosecuted the executives. They still have the legal ability to do that, Mike. That ability has never been withdrawn. What happens is that the Justice Department tends not to prosecute wealthy white men. I mean, it's just the bottom line, and it's wrong. I mean, this is the two-tier justice system we have in the United States. It's not the one that Donald Trump is whining about. It's exactly what you talk about. Chiquita actually did that. ITT, same deal. ITT helped overthrow Allende, in Chile, and install Pinochet. And they were right in the middle of that. Now, ITT no longer exists, but, they were right in the middle of all those crimes, and none of their executives ever went to jail. I would love to see, corporate executives going to jail. But we have on occasion, I'd like to see tobacco executives go to jail for the, half million people they kill every year, intentionally. I'd like to see asbestos industry executives go to jail. But it's not because some law was passed in 1868. It's because the courts and the federal prosecutors simply refuse to go after rich white people. And, that has to change. And that will require, I think, probably a far more dynamic and aggressive Department of Justice. Mike, thanks for the call. Karen in Yankton, South Dakota. Hey, Karen, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. And thanks for the brilliant John Hugel thing coming on to talk about our post-shame society. And that's what I want to talk about. because I've been listening to the doctors and psychologists that are Shrinking Trump podcast. And in their one that they did for this last week, they identify very clearly that the core element or injury in Trump's disorder, which is the malignant narcissism, is shame. That's the core injury with that kind of disorder.
He lacks shame, you mean?
And yes. He had a absolute soul-crushing trauma in his life. And what characteristics that they identify in that type of trauma is called a soul murderer. And so the opposite of shame is dignity. Dignity. And so what Trump represents is a shamelessness, while the word that's being used to describe Biden is decent. But if we could transition that to dignified, he represents dignity. He represents pride. And so when Biden ran, you know, in 2020, his motto, his reason was that he understood it was to save the soul of America. So he recognizes that the soul murderer, which is that shamelessness at the core of Trump, is what we're up against. And this morning I was listening a little bit to Joe Scarborough, and they were talking about what could happen at the debate. And they talked about so I was connecting that with this shamelessness, and that even if they mute his mic, doesn't mean he'll stay in place and not go into Biden's space. And then, of course, shamelessness means you stay and do anything. Yeah. And so what we have to understand is the role that, and John knows this more than anybody, the role that the religions, especially like Catholics, shame, blame, and fear, right? Shame. And that's taken hold in us now.
They're powerful tools for controlling people's behavior.
Thank you. Absolutely. And lastly, I just wanted to mention another really good source, because I love Sue's homework. I go through it all the time. And Dr. Bethany Webster writes about the mother wound and the role that complex developmental trauma has on a child's brain, and it changes. It has an impact on the brain and the nervous system organization.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and Trump, so, you know, his mother left town every summer when he came home from the military, pseudo-military academy, just to avoid him. No, I get it. Karen, thank you. Thank you for sharing that. That was brilliant. Francis in Raleigh, North Carolina. Hey, Francis, what's on your mind?
Oh, thank you, Tom. I was listening to your opening, and you commented on how many people, great number of people approved of this, and a great number of people have wanted this and that. And I couldn't help but remember back in the 70s when we began commissioning nuclear power plants, and then there was a great cry against them, and it became difficult, and it ground to a halt pretty much. And I'm all for having the voice of the people heard, of course, people have a right to speak. But when it comes to making certain decisions, 50 men calling a dog a horse does not make a dog a horse. Now, I worked on several nuclear projects, and we had a saying between maintenance and operations that operations couldn't keep it up and maintenance couldn't get it up. Those plants are so difficult to maintain, just to keep them running. Any little shake, and you get what's called a scram. Senior control rod, axeman, the whole plant.
I get it. I'm sorry, Francis, I'm out of time, but I get your point. Thank you very much for calling. It's 48 minutes past.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Always make your major point first. We'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay tuned.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv, that's T-H-O-M.tv, to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag, you're it.
Are your taste buds bored? Awaken those tired senses with a culinary treat at La Pollera Colombiana in Madison. La Pollera Colombiana's delicious, authentic cuisine is like taking a food journey through Colombia. There's a dance of flavors in every bite. Open Sunday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday, 9 a.m. till midnight. La Pollera Colombiana, 3579 East Washington Avenue in Madison. Your taste buds will thank you. La Pollera Colombiana.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
Bob Neal and Edgar Hellam fell in love in the 1930s. But they also fell in love with Mineral Point, Wisconsin, where they worked together to rescue and restore buildings set to be demolished. The gay couple gave Cornish language names to those properties. The best known may be Pendarvis, a piece of history from the mid-1800s when Mineral Point was a lead mining town. Their success during the Great Depression is considered the start of what's turned the area into an art and tourism hub. It's a story of love and preservation, and you can still experience it today thanks to Bob and Edgar. I'm Terry Barr.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a thought about whether fancy cookware is worth your hard-earned dollars. I love cooking, so I have done a lot of research to figure out what is worth my money. One thing I know, fancy nonstick is a no-go. Don't do it. Nonstick pans wear out after a year, maybe two. Once the surface of the pan gets all scrapey scratchy, you gotta throw it out and you gotta replace it. I replace mine roughly once a year. Here's another tip. Don't buy a set of pans. Buy the cookware you need one piece at a time as you need it. For most tasks in my house, cheap cast iron is the go-to. I like it from a yard sale, but if you gotta buy new at the store, you can do that too. And this leaves room to say, yeah, if you love to cook, a high-end all-clad or Le Creuset pot, that is the occasional treat that I think can be worth it. Although I would still wait for them to go on sale. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's like testosterone and overload and whatever, testosterone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Threshold.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag, you're it.
Do you know Cesar Millan? He was the original host of the Emmy-nominated TV series The Dog Whisperer and is the star of the newest hit show Better Human, Better Dog. He's a legendary dog behaviorist with multiple hit TV shows where he basically transforms troubled dogs into calm, carefree pups. And if there's one thing this man knows, it's how to care for dogs the right way. That's why I was so excited to find out that which food he feeds his dogs. It's Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty Pets. Knowing Cesar Millan relies on this freeze-dried raw food to keep his own pack healthy makes me feel even more excited about giving it to my own dogs, Blue and Chewy. Because since I started feeding Nature's Blend to them, they just seem much younger and happier. I also like how it's not messy and it's easy to prepare with no messy pouches to squeeze. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Tom in Chicago. Hey, Tom, what's up?
Hey, Tom here. So just a quickie. You were talking about your relative that had the problem with immigration, the daughter
right, my cousin's
of your
daughter.
Cousin.
What is that
your
called?
Your cousin's daughter. If she is a first cousin, then her daughter is a first cousin once removed. A lot of people want to call
great.
That second cousin, but a second cousin is technically the cousin of a cousin. You know, so you have to look at the family tree, and it's an extension of it. So your situation. A first cousin, her daughter, is a first cousin once removed. And I hope that things go well with her.
Yeah, I hope so, too. I don't want to go any farther in, you know, talking about personal stuff about members of my family who might be, conceivably could be identified. But it was a real tragedy. I mean, she was, when they arrested her husband, she called me up. She was just freaked out. You know, what can we do? And I called Bernie, and he talked to her, and he reached out to INS, and they were like, sorry, buddy, even though you're a senator, we're not going to do anything. It was tough. It was tough. And, and Joe Biden is fixing this. I mean, she's been living in Mexico now. This was like 15 years ago. So maybe a little less than that. I think her oldest child just became a teenager. So it was, probably around 13, 14 years ago.
Right. So on the positive side, the kids are going to have the advantage of a by. Hello.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I was going to say the positive side, their kids are going to have the advantage of having, you know, a double cultural upbringing, which, you know, would be great. You know what I'm saying?
So yes. Her kids are all super fluent in Spanish and English. And little scholars in school, and she came to the United States, I believe, for each one of the births. So I'm quite sure that all our kids are U.S. citizens. Step by step, I'm guessing that my situation is not that unique. That a lot of American families have one member of their family. It might be a cousin. It might be a nephew or whatever. Who has married a person who's an undocumented immigrant. And, there's a 500,000 of them in the United States who are married to U.S. citizens and who are all facing the same kind of deportation that my first cousin once removed faced or her husband did. So, I'm just so excited that Joe Biden is doing this. I think it's wonderful. Tom, thank you for the call. We're hitting the top of the hour. We'll be back on the other side of this break. With more of the program, John Fugelsang is going to drop by.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll find out about movies playing around Madison.
From Jim Healy, the director of Cinematheque Summer Series.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 until 8.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Oaf for the big game. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.